bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
A few weeks ago, I introduced you to a young man by the name of Alan Carr. I think I may have described him as one of the funniest men in Britain. Fast forward to now, and here he is in Australia. He joins us here on the Saturday Magazine. Alan Carr, good morning.
Oh, what a lovely introduction. Thank you. Didn't recognise myself.
It's nice to talk to you in person, and perhaps without the problem of bumping into you on the phone. It's difficult talking on.
Yeah, because you don't know whether, you know, I'm telling you my life story and anecdotes. I don't know if you're yawning or you're pulling a face or you're going, God, he's boring. But he's dull. No, but yeah, it's nice to see you, yeah.
Good, good. So how was the journey? Because you're using Melbourne as a base before you run off and do those other little things you've got to do before you come back and play with us properly.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's great. I came here. I saw the place I'm performing at, Hamer Hall.
Yes.
And a nice big picture of me on the side, which it freaks me out. I mean, I know I've been doing this for ages, but when you come all this way and you see like a big poster of yourself up on the side, it still knocks you for six.
Does it freak you out, though? Are you still surprised at your celebrity or your...
Oh, you know, it's just coming all this way and then just seeing my face up there. It's and that it hasn't been defaced, which is nice. But then I was thinking, there's not much you can actually do, can you?
Come on,
put the
be
teeth
kind.
And the glasses.
Your granny would be delighted, wouldn't she?
Me gran? Oh, yes, yeah.
On our opera... The art centre space. It's where opera is performed.
Yeah, it's really classy. Someone they sort of said really classy, then sort of looked at me a bit like, yes, and that's a problem. I can do class. I perform for the Queen.
Which one?
It's an oldie but a goodie. I'm sorry, I can't help it.
You're better than that. You're not.
Are you going to have your drinks trolley with you, your globe?
No, because obviously I've only got certain hand luggage, and I'm afraid I couldn't pop the globe in the overhead locker.
Well, that's a bit of a worry.
Yes.
So you're going to have a drinks card, someone organising something for you so you can have a little drink?
No. The thing is, like on the tour, I did Ireland yet, and they started lining up the drinks on the front of the stage. And I'm thinking, what people don't realise is, yes, it's funny when you have your first drink on stage, but then when you're like...
It's number 11.
And you've been sick down and you've wet yourself, you know, they're the first people to go to the refunds booth.
Yes,
so, you
indeed.
Know, I'm always professional. I never go on... drunk, but obviously I do come off and have a drink. That is no.
Well, you're only human, of course.
And there's so many lovely places in Melbourne. I mean,
well, there are.
So
we're the home of food and drink. It's the best place for you to be if you'd like a little tipple of something nice.
I had Brussels sprouts and tabitha last night. I never know how to say tabitha, so I do
Spanish sausage.
Yes, Spanish sausage. I had it and it was delicious. And who knew Brussels sprouts with tabitha would be so nice?
Oh, I still
have. You ever had it?
I can't eat Brussels sprouts.
Why?
Oh, because they're ghastly.
They get such a bad press. They're delicious.
No, they're not.
So I bet if you had this Brussels sprouts and tabitha, you would love it.
I've had people for years trying to give me all sorts of
pop
Brussels sprouts dishes,
in your mouth
but
that
no,
you don't want.
Exactly. But they've just invented, I think, which is the most stupid thing in the world. They've cloned kale and Brussels sprouts together and called them kaleettes.
No. Ooh, that sounds like something out of Jurassic Park.
It does. Hey, you've had some interesting jobs in the past. One that was kind of funny for me was you were degreasing gearboxes.
Mm.
How on earth did that come about?
Well, it was cash in hand, so don't tell anyone in Britain. And my dad's friend
said...
They
have the Home Office on the phone.
I know. The amount of money I got paid, I mean, really. Yeah, it was just me with a rag and like a massive pot of meths and just wiping all the grease off before they were sprayed. It was so boring. But not as boring as my job where I actually put the
shampoo into boxes?
No, sultanas into fruit and fibre.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah.
What, with a little pair of tweezers?
Yeah, individually, yeah, it did drag.
Quality control.
All in the wrist. You just throw them all in. So, yeah, I've done loads of rubbish jobs.
Yeah.
There's one where I was a driver's mate. You know, you keep a driver alert and attentive as we went
supply
around.
The drugs or something like that. Yeah.
And you got like an extra 50 quid if you not slept. When I say slept with him, I don't mean slept with him, but in his cabin.
Right.
And then you got up early and drove and did the rest of the country. So, I mean, this poor driver, I come out, hi, with me hat box and me cosmetics and all, you know, just getting in my pajamas. I mean, he was terrified. And they're always the ugly ones, aren't they, who think, oh, back's against the wall, here's Alan. I'm like, I wouldn't touch you with a...
with somebody else's pole.
Yes, indeed.
Alan Carr is our guest. He's here embarking on a national tour, an international tour, because you're off to New Zealand first and then you're back in Australia.
And I've just come back from Canada on Monday, a week yesterday. So the tours just keep... I've turned 40 this year. I know, yeah, I don't look it.
Happy birthday. Congratulations. Yes.
And I've just sort of... And I did gigs in Scandinavia and the Arctic Circle. And then I did in Europe. And then they got it and they laughed. And then I thought, you know, I should just tour this. And everyone was Twitter was saying, you know, when are you going to come down under? So I came and then went to Canada. So it's just grown. I'm like Cher.
Yeah, you are.
My tour just keeps getting longer and longer. And this is the last time I'm not... Okay, one more date.
One more tour.
Yeah.
We have an Australian performer by the name of John Farnham. And I think he's had more farewell tours than Cher.
Was his star in... I went to a pub in Sydney in King's Cross and his star was on the floor, like his a Hollywood star. Hall of Fame.
Maybe that's one of the places he collapsed in his early days. Who knows? Who knows? Hey, we know your TV show, but you how did that break, that launch into comedy come for you?
What comedy or the chat show?
No, let's start with comedy and then we'll come to the chat show.
Dead end job. I was in Manchester at a credit card company. Bartley card lost and stolen, still got it. And and then it was when call centres were taking off and, you know, everyone worked in a call centre. And so I was telling my friends and I was covered in psoriasis, nerves, really at a low ebb.
Yes.
And I was telling people about my call centre work and my psoriasis and they were laughing their heads off saying, you've got to go on stage and say this. So there was a local comedy night going on at my pub and my friend Sarah put me forward for it. I was like, I can't do that. Just go on stage and talk. So I did, and everyone
Did you have a couple of pints before?
Oh, yeah, I was so nervous. And it sort of, everyone was laughing, and someone got up and gave me a standing ovation. And if that gig had gone badly, I would have just gone, you idiot, what am I doing stand up for? Why'd I go and say, but I went, oh, this worked. And then I won the BBC New Comedian of the Year. And then once you have that on your posters, I get to come to Edinburgh. And then Channel 4 spotted me 5 years later and said, do you want to do your show?
And so was Graham Norton an inspiration for you?
Well, I like Graham. I mean, he's a friend, but people sort of think that I hate him. But I never get people go, oh, do you like Jonathan Ross? It's always Graham, but he's just brilliant. And,
yeah, he's very witty.
Yeah. I mean, the live stuff he does, I mean, he makes it look so easy. I mean, like Eurovision
But you make it look easy as well.
Oh, that's very sweet of you. No, but then people just assume that we're like rivals. You know, they think we're going to be like Alexis and Crystal, do you know what I mean? So having a row, end up in a swimming pool, ripping off each other's weaves. But, you know, we've both got a chat show. We're both very successful and, you know, we should be an inspiration to people, not like a, yeah.
Who's your dream guest? I think I asked you this once before. Have you had a Kardashian yet?
Yeah, I've had a Kim Kardashian and I've touched her bum.
Right.
And it was very nice. Do you have baby bells over here?
No.
Well, they're like this cheese, a bit like Eden.
Oh, yeah. Those little things covered in wax.
Yeah, that's what her bum was like. I'm not saying her bum was covered in wax, but it felt very... Oh, cheese. Yes, it was not made... It's not like the moon. Her ass wasn't made of cheese.
No, right.
And, yeah, she said, you want to touch it? And I said, oh, yeah. I mean, you have to, and it's like if someone says you want to go to the Great Wall of China.
You're in.
You've got, yeah. Indeed. So I had a good old feel, and it was nice. And Kanye was actually in the audience, so I was a bit worried about him coming on stage and having a go. But it was nice to touch. Mm-hmm. I can cross that off my bucket list.
Yes. What else is on your bucket list?
Not on my bucket list, because I've actually got it crossed off. But I'm writing a biography. I've just finished it, sent it off to Penguin today.
Good.
So that hopefully that'll come out over here. I'm writing a sitcom at the minute. I feel like I've got a sitcom inside me, but I don't know if it's going to be funny or anything, but I've got to do it.
If we can have 2.5 men on our TV for so long, then you've definitely got a sitcom.
I know, and everyone else seems to be doing it. Do you know what? I'm not going to slag off any sitcoms, but there's not really that have my kind of sense of humour. The last one I really laughed at was probably Royal Family, you know. Right. I love that, you know.
Was Downton Abbey a sitcom?
Well, I think it might as well have been.
It might.
And Yeah, so I just feel like writing that, and you never know. I mean, if I can write a show for 2 hour comedy show, and how hard that is coming up with original stuff that doesn't tread on people's toes.
8 episodes of a sitcom, right?
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, why can't you just plonk yourself down, you know? And at least you've got like pathos and situations and stuff that you can exploit. So why not?
And withering looks, you can learn those old and the beautiful looks.
I know. I've made a career out of withering looks.
What about reality TV? You've been invited to do some interesting reality TV.
All the time, yeah. There was one called The Farm, which sort of turned into something else, but originally it was 10 homosexuals on a farm.
Right.
And you get voted off week by week. I mean, basically.
Like The Bachelorette.
Yeah, you know, and they just wanted me, like, pulling teats and screaming, going, oh, my God, there's milk coming out the end. You know, they just wanted, like, got me as Goldie Hawn driving a tractor. How do you drive this thing? So it was a bit homophobic and a bit boring, but I didn't do it. But I think the wish list was me, Graham Norton, and Simon Amstel, Scott Capuro, and like a handful, so Ian McKellen. I mean, it was a wish list. Yeah. I would actually watch that.
I kind of would as well, actually. What about Up, Up and a Gay?
Oh, that. Do you know what? I mean, for those you don't know, that was a genuine job offer.
It was.
And I got another one the other day. Alan goes round the world speaking to other prominent homosexuals around the world in 80 gays.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, enough with the puns.
Yes, indeed.
I mean, I think the pun comes first, and then the synopsis comes after.
Indeed. But was it up and again they were going to give you a plane, and they were going to give you a pilot's license, and you were basically going to learn to
just to fit in a pun.
Yeah, because it was up and again.
I mean, I get all of those.
Can they just put you in a balloon or something?
Yeah, you know. But a pun. I've had queer, extra strong mints. I've had that. I mean, Alan learns how to walk or something. Right, extra strong mints.
That's funny. So what about I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here or something?
Never.
Like that? No?
No.
Celebrity
but
Big
listen,
Brother?
But listen, don't say it because you might, you know, get a massive tax bill.
Yes.
I mean, I'd probably do Strictly first because at least you learn something.
Strictly Dancing.
Yes, that's it.
I'd be marvellous on that.
I can sort of dance a little bit, but they work you to death, don't they, on that?
Yeah, but it's supposed to also be very good.
They all lose weight. They look amazing.
Yeah, they do.
I need that right now.
Like a nice fit rig that you'll end up with.
But the thing is Big Brother, do you watch the British one over here, Christopher Biggins?
Well, we try not to.
Yeah, well, he's just been thrown out for saying, like, something anti-Semitic. So, I mean, it's all a bit egg. I don't really think that's my kind of
and
thing.
And I guess you have to be really careful because you are in the public eye that they will take everything you say and sort of kind of twist it to suit a particular
identity. Yeah, yeah. And you don't, like, forget the cameras there and start masturbating.
Yeah, or something. Yeah, something equally as naughty.
You know.
Alan Carr is, I guess, you'll know him as Chatty Man. He's about to start a tour, Australia, New Zealand and Australia, and he'll be back in Melbourne, I think, for the 31st of August here at Hamer Hall. The Olympics are on. It's happening. You guys had them only 4 years ago. It sort of only seems like yesterday, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Do you get a bit into the Olympics and supporting Team Great Britain?
I haven't been into it, basically, because, like I said, I've been
jet-lagged.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm hallucinating as we speak. I do sort of, when it came to London, it was great because everyone was so down on it before. Oh, and then it worked.
It was the same with Sydney. I was living in Sydney before the games.
People so wanted it to fail. Yeah. So wanted it to fail. But it was great, and it just made you proud. It's nice to, you know, be involved in it. You know, from the moment you saw that opening ceremony by Danny Boyle, you knew it would be amazing.
Yes, indeed. I've got to go back to your bucket list. Is there anything that, or is there a guest that you haven't been able to snag yet that you just want to get? Who's going to be?
I would like to have Madonna on, only because I don't think I've seen an interview with her where maybe she is just miserable, but she always, you never get her laughing, do you? She's always a bit, then she starts banging on about Malawi, and you're like, we want the old Madonna. Yeah,
you also
know.
Probably want to slap her for that last album of hers.
No. See, now she won't come on because she'll be sitting there with
listening to
all
Joy.
Her 20 children listening to Joy and hear me slagging her off. No, but I just think I've never really seen an interview with her where she's sort of had a laugh and let her hair down. So, I mean, maybe Chatty Man, maybe she won't ever come on Chatty Man, but I would like to see her having a bit of a laugh and maybe pushing her a bit because everyone just looks terrified of her.
What about a royal? Have you had Prince Harry or Prince William in?
No, I'd love Prince Harry.
Oh,
I'd settle for Princess Anne.
Oh, would you?
Or Princess Michael of Kent.
Oh, Princess Michael of Kent.
Yeah.
That's a name we haven't heard for a while.
Yeah, I know a person, I call her Mick.
Oh. Or is that, what's Edward's wife, Sophie, the Duchess of something or another?
Yeah, she's Sophie of Wessex.
Wessex.
Yeah, I like the royal family. I mean, what do you, you're not, I mean, because when
I'm... a bit ripped off just getting Wessex, wouldn't you?
It's not even a place, is exactly. it? It's like being like Prince of Narnia.
It's all a bit...
Oh. Yeah, like Middle Earth or something.
Yeah, it is quite. It's quite. Hey, we have to wrap this up and let you go and A, recover from your jet lag, B, get something
can
nice
you believe
to
I'm
eat.
Actually going to find a bonga. Listen, if you find me like going round on that, on the
on
metro,
the tram,
on
yes.
the tram, please wake me up. Honestly, I was going to just get like a newspaper and I just hit a brick wall. It's so weird.
Yeah.
And no one has any sympathy for you, do they? Oh, I've got jet lag. No, yeah, 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 what
first
else?
World.
Yeah.
A couple of quick gin and tonics and a half a Valium and I think you'll be fine by tomorrow morning.
Oh, you are good. Thank you.
Alan Carr, Tallyman, is on tour. You'll see him at Hamer Hall on the 31st. If you go to your favourite search engine, just Google Alan Carr in Melbourne and...
Do not put Alan Carr sex tape. You'll be led to a whole different website.
Something with
farmyard
Brent
animals. Now, why did I say farmyard animals? That's
they're
just
not farmyard.
Wrong.
They're technically not domesticated.
Nay means nay. Nay. Oh, what a way to end. This was going so well and I'm just made out I might have sex with farmyard animals.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
I'm hallucinating. Get over it.
Alan Carr. Check it out on Google. This is Saturday Magazine. You're on Joy 94.9. We are delighted to have your company.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.